What is the success rate you've been seeing through this program?
So with the program, initially, there's supposed 25 participants or more are involved in the program per cycle. And with that, we're seeing about half of that in regard to the participants being able to graduate from the program. And we host a graduation ceremony at the end of the 24-week period where the graduates will be able to receive smudging medicines, a gift, and an honor song from the elder, and we're able to share a traditional meal together.
Clearly, it's a lot of the program is getting back to your Indigenous roots, but how are people improving themselves as individuals?
So with the program, we also, on the Thursday sessions, they focus on self-development, and they're topic-specific sessions that focus on life skills, self-care techniques and strategies, health and wellness, healthy communication, and community engagement. And these sessions help individuals achieve success in achieving their goals with maintaining balance and harmony on their life journey moving forward.
What is one of the big success stories that have come out of this program?
Participants graduate from Smudge Vow, and a few of the participants that have graduated, they come back to the program. So some have graduated for the second and third time. So they're involved, grateful for being a part of Smudge Vow, and they advocate in the fact that acknowledge in regards to new participants coming in the program, and they're able to encourage other community members to join Smudge Vow. And the other piece is we have a mentoring option where we have participants that have graduated that they're able to join Smudge Vow to mentor in regards to hosting a session. Like, for example, I have one individual is able to do craft sessions with the group, and he was a past graduate, and he's grateful for the opportunity, and he's continually involved in regards to giving back to the community.